Sybil.
Love to say this one day in. Happy hump day.
Wow. One day into the weekend is hump day. J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now, Tom Jonah. Baby, what is going on? Sybil Lula later.
What's happening? Mr. Brown.
What's happening, y'all?
Yeah. All right, wow. Cleveland.
It didn't play. You know, it did not take all of that. That was not necessary. It really wasn't.
All right, Cleveland. I promised and I've delivered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to the finals.
Who promised and who delivered?
I delivered.
You delivered?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I delivered on a promise.
What? Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Thank you, Super Dave.
I delivered on a promise. Yes, I did.
I don't know what you did, but I do know that Atlanta was so bad last night. So every time they had the ball, you could have played the Globetrotters music.
Wow.
I said they got better ball handlers down at Lenox Mall, man. They were pitiful, man. But, you know, due to their credit, they put Atlanta on the map. Nobody expected them to win that many games. Atlanta, man, they had a great year. They had a really good year.
But for you to take credit for it, okay.
Ooh. Yeah,
for me to take credit.
Yeah, you know
you
he's going
to
take credit.
You just said it's your work. That's what I'm saying. For you to take credit for that, really.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, to take credit for it, really.
Okay.
I mean.
What?
What do I have to do? What do I have to do?
Have LeBron on your side.
You go with
the team that LeBron is on. Oh, okay. That's your work.
Oh, look at my work.
Look at my work. Okay.
Look, and here's the part that gets me. And nobody's thanking me.
That's the part that gets me, too. Because I do this work, and I don't get...
I do all this work.
I'll never...
Oh, you're just toiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just toiling.
So, let me get this straight. It's only my work when somebody loses, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my work.
Yeah.
If they win,
it's not my work.
Not at all.
When you cheer for the best team in basketball, or the best player in basketball, let's say...
And they win, and you go, it's my work.
Is your work?
Okay. That is his work.
Well, how about Houston? What you doing with them?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still working.
Oh, okay. We'll see your work soon, I think.
That'll be over tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as that knot go down on Curry's head. Man, he's got to have a serious knot up there. If I don't see a knot, man.
Is that your work?
What, Steph Curry? Getting injured? No.
Well, you're rooting for Houston, so
I am rooting for Houston,
but
I don't root for somebody to get hurt. No.
Okay.
All the people that have gotten
the lives that have been
all the black quarterbacks
going to jail. Okay.
All right.
But you don't want to see anybody get hurt?
No, you don't want to see anybody get hurt. Okay. That was a good game. Oh. Very good.
Congratulations, Cleveland. Sorry, Atlanta. Yeah.
Congratulations to former Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington. He got a job with the Oakland A's.
Yeah, he's not a manager, but he is a coach. And they need him. They need him bad. And that is his former team. If you all remember the movie Moneyball. And the character, the black character.
So he's going to be that guy.
He's going back to his working with the Oakland Rangers.
Weren't you rooting for him? So
yes.
So he gets a demotion. That's.
Well, no.
He gets a job.
But he was a manager.
Yeah.
So did and you have anything fired. To do with the reason why he quit?
We don't know why he quit.
Oh, we know why he quit.
We know why he quit.
We know what he said.
Yeah. Why did he quit?
He said he cheated on his wife, and so he...
That was not necessary.
Well, that's what he did.
It's not necessary.
That really is not necessary, Sib. I mean...
No, bring that up at this time.
That's why the man... I don't believe it, quite honestly. I don't believe that's the reason why he quit, but that was the real reason, because in major league sports, that happens like every day. So, but he, you know, said he wanted to get back to his wife and regain her respect and trust, and that he had some sort of dalliance.
I tell you, bringing home less money ain't gonna help it. I tell you that right now.
Sitting at the house every day.
He must not be married to a black woman.
No, he is.
He bring home less money than before.
He's married to a sister.
There's going to be a lot of trust and respect.
But now, you know, he went home to Louisiana, and now the job's in Oakland. So the question
is what?
Is he going alone?
Oh.
It'll be there when he get there.
Okay. All right. So I don't know where your work is in all of this. I don't know how you want to break this down and say that's your work. All right. We'll see. Okay. Hello?
Let me.
We move
just
on.
Move on. Let
okay.
Me just move on. There's no satisfying you.
There's no love
you people.
In the room.
No satisfying y'all.
You people. What more can I do?
I don't know.
He go, you people.
I don't know.
That's what I heard, Jay.
I don't know.
People. There's no you satisfying people. You people.
You people.
Now, the lawyer for B.B. King claims that the kids that claimed that B.B. King was poisoned and ripped off of $30 million and a Rolex. The lawyer says that they are upset because in B.B. King's will, he only left them $5,000 each.
How many kids do you have?
About 15.
I mean, you're not owed any money when somebody dies,
Well, a lot of people think that they are.
Yeah. If they die, I got something coming. So they came up with the poison scheme, right?
Yeah, they are. They're
alleging.
Investigation.
They're alleging. Yeah, they're alleging.
They got an investigation.
I just don't see anybody poisoning an 89-year-old man.
Well, yeah.
You can just wait.
Well, maybe it wasn't going as quickly as they had planned.
Civil.
Yeah.
What going?
They said
89,
that he was sick, and the allegation is that they hastened the death.
Yeah. That sounds like.
Because there's some of us that are
elder
very
abuse.
Stubborn and would, hold on as long as we possibly could.
Hello. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm holding on.
Me too.
And so that's when the question of.
But he only left. How much money did he have?
Well,
it says 30 million.
Right? He said 30 million was ripped off. And the lawyer says it's not nearly that much.
But, and it never is.
Yeah.
It never is.
Yeah.
But a nice $5,000 that you didn't know you were going to get, it's $5,000.
Yeah, but when you have visions of 30 million in your head.
You need to stop that vision. Because it ain't happening. Okay.
You're right about that.
You got 30 million in your head.
You got 30 million.
And you're not thinking about the other 14 of you. Just thinking 30 million.
$5,000 clear dollars. Yeah, enjoy yourself.
And it's not necessarily clear.
No. There's a state tax.
Taxes on it. Okay.
A state taxes are very high.
So actually ends up to be about $550.
Yeah, right.
It's money you didn't have.
That's true. and then there are the lawyer's fees because now you have alleged that he was poisoned. So you got to have a lawyer.
And B.B. King worked hard for his money. The man worked almost 300 nights a year.
It gets to be more and more every time we talk about it. He worked 600 days a year.
He worked a lot.
He worked a lot. You going to take that away from him, too?
No. His family's taken away enough, I think.
You won't give credit to...
I just think it's funny. Every time we talk about B.B., it's like,
he
works.
The man works.
Yeah, and every time we talk about it, you always add more children.
I stopped at 15.
So how many kids did he have?
He had 10.
About 72.
See what I'm talking about? See?